front-end development for the first time in my career.
User experience design.
I'm a back-end developer. I mainly work with Drupal.
Welcome to Behind the Screens, where we go beyond the code and into the community. We interview people from all realms of the open source universe to find out what's hot right now, share some hardships and headaches, give a little advice, and learn about the people behind the screens. I'm your host, Chris Albrecht. Let's dive in. Behind the Screens is made possible by Lullabot. Lullabot is a strategy, design, and development company where we turn great content into captivating user experiences. Find us on Twitter, at Lullabot, or in your browser at lullabot.com. We'd love to meet you!
Today we're behind the screens with Zeki Vasquez. Hi, Zeki.
Hi, Chris.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. You just joined Lullabot not too long ago. What do you do here at Lullabot?
Well, I am Zeki. I'm from Spain, from the south side of Spain, and I am a developer. Currently, I am working on a project which involves Node.js on the server and React on the front end, and it's been really interesting.
What are some of the biggest challenges you faced with that sort of an architecture?
Well, this is the first time that I face a project in a decoupled way, with the front end being an application. Using React in this case, and then you have another front-end in which you have some endpoints to consume the data and information. So it's been interesting to learn about a real approach to this architecture.
I imagine that's something very different from your standard Drupal architecture. The decoupled is gaining a lot of traction right now. So we're trying to learn it and invent it as we go, almost, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. My previous experience with Drupal, it's basically Drupal 6 and 7. And, you know, Drupal 7 is not decoupled at all. So it's been a new experience. But I think this new way of doing things is definitely far better, because it allows you to work differently on the different sides of the project. And it allows to separate the front end, and you can have different front ends in the pieces. I find it really interesting.
So in this architecture, or just, I guess, in general, working with the site, tell me about a difficult problem that you recently solved that you felt good about.
Yeah, well, we have this identity management third-party service. This is something that the client choose, and we had to work with this. And this is basically a web service that allows you to authenticate and authorize the users. So, session management, basically. And we had to integrate it, our application, both the front end and the back end, to this external service. And the documentation was not pretty well, to be honest. But we managed to properly integrate. And to be honest, it's kind of interesting, pretty interesting this, because we are going far beyond the single authorization for an account based on roles or permissions. But even we are trying to, not trying, but we have achieved to activate different TV devices to work with the users on the identity management. So that's pretty challenging, but it's been pretty satisfying when we have made it work.
Wow, that's, whenever you get into user authentication and session management, that is a very tricky beast to tame. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to working on, something beyond the project that you're on now?
Yes, I have been basically a developer during all my career, but I have been always interested on DevOps stuff. I mean, I don't like only to create software, but I like the idea of improving how this software works and how it interacts with the different pieces of the architecture, or the infrastructure. I mean, if you know about Drupal, you will be thinking on Cache, you will be thinking on Varnish, you will be thinking probably on MySQL, different setups, etc. But going far beyond this kind of tools, I really love the idea of improving anything. In this case, as I mentioned before, I am working with Node.js and React, and the multi-setup that we have on production for this for the environments of Node.js, etc. I really like that idea. Especially I have some experience with Docker. I had some project working on production with Docker on 2015. When a lot of people said that Docker was not production ready, I had a project with Docker on production. So yeah, definitely, this is some kind of some part of the IT that I really love, and I will be spending some time on this for sure.
That's excellent. So this week we're at our staff designer and developer retreat in California, where we can work together and finally meet some people face to face. So being your second trip to the United States now, what has been the most surprising thing to you?
I think I have been very surprised. Well, not very surprised, but it's so good to meet a lot of kind and friendly people. But to be specific about what is a surprise of being in the United States, is as an European that has never come to the States, the image, the mental picture that you have is usually like you see, like what you see on the movies. And yeah, definitely this is not like a movie, this is better than a movie. The kind of people, the places that I have been able to visit, well, not too much, to be honest. So, I would love to visit a lot of places in the United States. In fact, I will be getting married soon, and we plan to do part of the Route 66 on a couple of motorbikes. And probably we are going to visit Hawaii too. So, well, coming back to your question, this is like I had a specific picture on my mind about the States, but now it's totally different. I find it a welcoming place, full of kind people, and I want to come back.
Oh, hopefully have you at many more retreats to come. If I come to visit you, check that, when I come to visit you.
Correct.
Let's say I have 24 hours and I'm in your town. What do we do?
Okay, first thing in the morning, we will go to take breakfast to a biological farm where you can taste a lot of products from, I mean, they are biological, so those are the more nature and the more purest products that you can have there. Then we are going to visit a wine factory, but not the kind of wine factory that you can find on the city, but I am thinking specifically of a wine factory that is like 20 kilometers from the city, because, well, just a parenthesis here, small break, Jerez is known because the sherry wines are coming from there. In mm-hmm. fact, you can translate Jerez to sherry.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, coming back to the 24 hours trip, I will bring you to this wine factory, which is ruled by a family. Basically, the couple that rules the wine factory is offering both wine and food, traditional food. It's like if you were coming to take lunch to my grandma's house. Mm-hmm. So definitely we are going to visit this family.
I like the way this is sounding so far. Okay, what's next?
Next is the coast, of course. We will be taking some drinks, or maybe just one drink, because we only have 24 hours. But we're going to Cadiz, which is the oldest city in Europe, with more than 3,000 years old.
Wow.
You can imagine an island with a couple of bridges, and it's one of the most funny places, because people are there always smiling. They are the most kind people that I have met in my life. And by the way, if you have the opportunity, you should visit Cadiz on Carnival. It's like the big party there. the big holiday. And after taking that rig on the beach on Cadiz, we will coming back to Jerez to visit the Alcázar. If you don't know, well, Spain was occupied by the ancient Muslims for 7 centuries, and part of the legacy of this culture is we have a real Muslim castle on the city center of Jerez. And just a side note, on Drupal Camp Spain 2015, which took place on Jerez, we did the sprints there on the castle.
Wow! Okay, sprinting on Drupal in an ancient castle in one of the most gorgeous places in Europe? Yeah, I'll sign up for that next time it comes around, sure. So what's next on our itinerary?
Well, yeah, I guess that after visiting the Alcázar and then the city center, we will be ready to take dinner in one of the best places of the city. It's a couple of kilometers outside of the city too. I mean, I like the places on the city, of course, but the most authentic places are outside, on the county. So this place is known because of their meats. They serve the best meats on the region. And we will probably, if you enjoy the meat, you will probably enjoy one of the best steaks that you will take on your life. Well, and yeah, we can also enjoy after dinner some drinks in another couple of places. So, well, I will leave that to your imagination.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Finally, Zeki, in keeping with Lalabat's culture, is there anybody or a person or an organization or a group that has helped you recently or you'd like to say thank you to or that you just like to express your gratitude towards?
Yes, there is a lot of people that I want to say thank you, because when I look behind me, I see a lot of experiences, a lot of good people that have helped me to become who I am today. And well, I cannot say one by one thank you for this and thank you for this, so I will not mention anyone, but I will say that I want to include my teachers on the school, my teachers on the high school, on the university specifically, and of course on all and every place where I have the opportunity to work. I have learned a lot and I have met really interesting people. With most of them, I still have contact. I still keep in touch. That's so great, because if your way crosses the way of another person, and you both have the opportunity to share experiences and learn from each other, that's great. But if you can make this experience to go longer in time, even after your paths are separated, that's amazing. So basically, to everyone that I know and have helped me a bit or a lot, and the people that I have had the opportunity to help, thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about Zeki, you can find him on Twitter at RabbitLair or on lullabot.com/about/Ezekiel-Vasquez. Thanks for listening to this episode of Behind the Screens. If you have ideas for questions or segments, or if you're organizing a camp or an event and you'd like to promote it, or if you just have some cool stuff you want to share, tweet us at Lullabot, or drop me an email at chris@lullabot.com. Also, if you're liking the podcast, don't forget to go onto iTunes and give us a rating and a review. Until next time...